Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, driving naked, constructing a movie intro, and lots more. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
There's eight of us in a Jim Walter home. They got Joe James and my chromosomes, but these youngins are about to drive me out of my skull. They've lost their minds and you've lost your looks. You think I've slept with the telephone book, but to tell you the truth, I'm only halfway through the queue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. You're louder than an outboard, Evan Rude. You got us living on Little League food. You're cooking corn dogs for a 35-year-old man. And you've been laying around like I'm a nurse's aide. I ought to draw checks from Medicaid. You laid on the sofa till your butt turned black and blue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, get him on the phone. Y'all can split everything that I own. Divorce is rough and there's hell to pay, but we don't own anything anyway. Since you turned me into the Internal Revenue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, tell him everything. Man, that fat lady sure could sing. Take the darn house and I wish you luck. There's a hooter girl waiting in the pickup truck. She's a 38D and she just turned 22. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are ready to go? Okay, very good, very good. We're going to hook it up. There she is. It's Allie Breen and at an unknown location. Are you at the TV station?
No, now I'm in Florida. I have the same nondescript interrogation room background, I guess.
Where are you in Florida?
Ocala. Doing Airbnb stuff.
Nice. That wall looks great behind you, Allie. Great paint job. Now,
thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Are you fixing up a house to make it an Airbnb again?
Yes, exactly. Wow. Yeah, it's taking a little more work than I expected, but it's fun. I need to start posting some DIY stuff because I know. I'm learning a lot of
you could take
weird tricks.
You could take your shirt off.
OnlyFans. Thank you. We're on the same page, Tom.
Do a combination.
If you did like semi-new DIY house painting, you'd get some people on your OnlyFans account very quickly.
Maybe you could do a DIY JOI.
That's actually a pretty good idea. One of the subscribers said that I should do one and call myself Boobs Villa Vila, whatever.
Boobzilla?
Exactly.
Boobzilla.
Yeah, Boobzilla implies large boobs.
Yeah, that sounds like Boobzilla.
Yeah, you might be like Boobzillette or something.
Exactly.
Allie can be found A-L-L-I-B in the world of OnlyFans. And she can be found on social media platforms, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I point this out because that's how you send letters to her. Then she reads them to us, and we do our best to try to help you with your love troubles.
I don't know if it's our best, but...
we'll see. Let's get to our letter and see how we do.
Oh, we'll do great. Dear Allie, my husband's ex-girlfriend lost her job, and he was sending her some money to help out. Well, it's been over a year, and he's still helping support her. I got pretty upset with him saying that he's actually showing her he still cares and showing me that as well. And he said she just has no one and that he's being nice. Am I the one being an a-hole here?
No.
He's enabling her.
Yes.
Get a job.
Yeah.
It's not your responsibility anymore. You married this other woman. Leave her alone.
What's he getting out of it?
That's a good question.
Nothing. I think he's just being nice.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. But he obviously still cares.
No, that's a woman's perspective, which is always insane. He does.
Coming from the single guy.
Once again, signed H.J. Uber. You don't think there's any quim pro quo, if you will?
I think he is probably just being nice.
For a year?
A year?
Okay. I don't think he's just being nice.
You think
that's
he's
my
being...
opinion.
Well, I think we've all learned that opinions can be wrong. Primarily
yours. Yes.
Primarily yours.
And also, who has no one? I mean, like, there has to be some other way of getting some help after a year. That's...
Now, see, Josh,
if this could get a job, that would hurt.
You could step in and manage her OnlyFans account.
Oh, maybe she doesn't want to do that.
Well, then maybe it's time to hit the streets and start... Allie, to go back to our original concept of you doing this thing, did you ever remember toward the end Farrah Fawcett was doing this stuff where she'd roll around and paint, and then she would roll across canvases and sell them?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Funny. Vaguely. Did she do that for, like, Playboy, or she was just doing that on
her own? No, she was selling them.
Yeah, she was.
You could, as part of your DIY series, you could do body imprints on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah! Oh, definitely. There's there's plenty of wall space and plenty of paint. There might be that happening this week.
Yeah, the cleanup would be a little weird.
You just kind of have to roll over and paint over it.
It'd be hard to paint the wall. I mean, it'd be hard to sell her wall.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say that's hard to monetize. Yeah.
You painting your wall with your butt would be amazing.
And I think you're missing my point. Is you do an imprint of your body on a wall that you're gonna repaint later.
And then show up.
And by the way, you want to go with latex. It's going to be really the cleanup of the naughty areas with an oil-based paint is going to be nasty.
How much did Farrah Fawcett sell her paintings for?
Plenty.
I wonder.
But I'm just saying, in your case, you're not selling the wall. You're selling the act of you doing it on OnlyFans.
Okay.
You see.
Yes. The actual
and there'd be
activity.
The actual flesh. Exposure would be limited because you're going to be covered in paint. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. Totally, because there's actually naked people in Times Square that are just painted all the time, and it really doesn't look like they're naked.
And they do it at Key West.
So you essentially pour paint on the naughty parts, walk up to the wall, make the imprint, and then, hey, listen, I only want 20% of this. Who's in?
But you could get a drop cloth and just roll around in it in a video and then sell it to said person as well.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That would be a lot hotter than just pushing your boobs up against a wall.
Oh, no, that boobs are good, too.
I didn't think it was that hot until you just said it like that.
How else are you going to get those corners, Al? You got to do the cut-in with a boob. It's going to be easier.
That's how to do it. Okay. I actually just want to try dipping myself in paint and rolling around and seeing if it comes out like a good painting.
I think it'd be fun.
Maybe I should hang Maybe I should hang those in the Airbnb without telling people what they are.
That's fun.
I think you can get some serious cash out of it.
I'm kind of ashamed that I used to paint. And multiple times, like, a woman would come over and be like, oh, I like your painting. I'd be like, oh, we should do a painting of you. And I did, like, abstract. I'd be like, oh, we'll paint your body and press it against the canvas. Five different women allowed me to do that.
Pretty awesome.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Wow.
And then they took their painting when they left.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the girls I know, she still has it above, like, her couch, and no one knows it's her because it's all abstract looking, but it's her butt and her boobs, like, pressed against the canvas.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think, Allie, I think that's it would crazy. Work. Because you wouldn't
really I think
be,
so, too.
There'd be a minimum of exposure, technically, because you got paint on it.
Yeah. It's very abstract.
Jeff's story sounds like what people put on Craigslist when they're like, come over for a casting call. And then all of a sudden they're like, it's actually you pressing your boobs against the canvas.
I can't believe it worked.
I can't
five
either.
Times it worked.
I know.
Yeah.
Now I need to try that. The good paintings came out cool looking. Like it does.
They came out very abstract, and you'd kind of smear part of it and lay part of it.
Did it lead to sex or just having to like wash brushes?
Well, once. The other time, one of the times it was two friends who did it.
Yeah.
And there was unfortunately nothing.
See, that's
that
the
came
this is
that.
How you could just finally see your friends naked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was, I didn't know them. The two girls were friends who came over and they both
wanted
doesn't
matter.
Painting.
Naked friends. Yeah. Let's all enjoy. Yeah. Oh,
we were this close to a threesome.
Yeah.
Hello again.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
We are speaking with Allie Breen, comedian. The show is called Sexy Time. And Allie is in Florida currently putting together an Airbnb. Is your sister involved in this?
No, not this one. This one is just me.
Really? Is your boyfriend involved?
Nope. All me. Yeah, everyone. It's a lot of work. So everyone else is stepping back
okay.
and I'm
good.
Diving in.
No
exactly.
Problem. Keep the profit for yourself.
I was gonna, I'm telling
you. One more question about the painting. I wonder if you could actually make, like, if the girl has big enough boobs, if you can make them like mountains and then do like butt lakes and do like the whole.
Oh, yeah. There you
know, I think just go abstract. All you have to do is put the paint on your body. Rub again, roll on the paint, roll across the thing, and it's a short movie, but that's it. That's what they want to see.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're being all right, too there we go.
You could become Jackson Jackson Pubic, I believe. Would be. Depending on the nature of the brush.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe more like finger painting down there. I don't know. I think we've established a corner that I've just painted myself into.
You're right.
The only way out of this is to go, Allie Breed is our guest. Why don't you read us our first letter?
Here we go. It's our second.
Oh, I see what you're saying. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I was watching the P. Diddy coverage with my husband, and I was saying how crazy it was that he liked to see his girlfriend have sex with other people. My husband said, I'd be surprised that a lot of guys are into that, including him. And we kind of both started talking about it as a fantasy in our sex life. But then all of a sudden I started thinking that he doesn't really care about me that much if he wouldn't be jealous. And now it's actually turned into a fight when he tries to bring it up. I don't like that he'd like watching me with somebody else. And now I can't get over it. Am I right or wrong on this?
Oh,
wow.
I think he does care about you. It's just his fetish.
It's a fantasy.
It sounds to me like he really wants to do
you
this.
You brought it up, bitch!
I'm sure.
You started this.
That's the best.
She did.
I know. She knows. Totally did. What is she doing?
This girl is not helping a woman's cause of not looking crazy.
We think too much. Just don't. You know what? Go do it. Go find some hot guy and have your boyfriend watch. Just enjoy it.
Actually, Jess is totally right.
He does that really would solve want it. That.
Maybe he does. Who knows? Whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. She's like, George at work is pretty. Let me bring him home.
Yeah. And then if he gets mad, then he's the crazy one. See? There you go.
Aww. Don't know until you try, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy, just setting traps.
That was a huge trap. You
know, the best part was it wasn't even intentional. Exactly. He was into it and then actually got a huge.
She didn't even know it was a trap.
Yep.
So you think that's what we do? We sit around trying to make traps for
I
you.
Think it things turn into traps.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does Diddy call it again?
Freak off.
A freak off. Okay. Allegedly, by the way.
Yeah. Has anybody used baby oil like that before?
Oh, like poolfuls of baby oil?
Wouldn't that get your mattress all greasy?
Wouldn't it be awful?
Yeah. I think they said he always had to pay like thousands of dollars in damages every time they used a hotel room. It's insane. I mean,
you want some friction, right?
Yeah.
Slide it off.
Otherwise, you just keep sliding by. Yeah.
It's like a slip and slide. I need a handle, for God's sake. What am I doing way down here? Allie Breed is our guest. Allie's a very fine stand-up comedian, and she's also got a DIY. Allie, you've got to do this.
I definitely will. It
will absolutely work. Where do you get giant sheets of paper?
I can get giant canvases at any art store.
Just get a drop cloth.
Yeah, like a canvas anyway.
But I think if it's paper,
that's a good point.
If it's a drop cloth, how do you hang that up? I mean,
you wrap it around the stretcher.
Yeah.
You can go to Michael's and just get a sheet.
They can lay with you after they purchase your sheet.
But I think the trick to this is you put the paint on and you just roll once, or it's just going to get...
Oh, is that it?
Unless you do multiple colors, yeah.
But I mean, you have sort of an imprint of what's going on.
Right, right.
But it'd be worth experimenting. Yeah, you can Google the Farrah Fawcett thing. She did a whole bunch of them, and it kind of got...
I totally forgot about that.
Now, there's a much worse technique, and this is... You're going to think I'm making this up, but I am not. You can also search this. There was a guy who did enema painting.
Keith Beaudry.
Oh, that's a real Jackson Pollock from another... That's horrible.
No, it's true. And he would put different colors in and then...
Who would buy them?
Who knows? But he would, what's the word I'm looking for? Excrete them, if you will, onto the canvas.
That is horrific.
Yeah, no, it's true. But he had to use, as I recall, he had a special paint that wasn't going to poison him.
That could be dangerous.
It was
rectum
friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine asking that question at the paint store.
Imagine trying to pick up the funnel so you can load it up.
Imagine him having to sit on that machine and get shaken.
That was probably the best part.
Right. Yeah, he liked that.
Okay, yeah. Yes, that's another thing you can search. Yeah, Keith Beaudry. Once again, the show is Sexy Time. We have time for one more letter. Allie Breen, what do we got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend got into a car accident and her ex has been texting her to see how she's been doing. I saw this and I got mad because how did he even know she was in the car accident unless they were in touch beforehand and she said he found out through a friend and I was overreacting. I'm suspicious either way. What do you guys think?
You're an untrusting idiot.
You're
a lunatic. So
Josh had to hesitate because he already used all of his bitch allowances.
I love that Josh.
During this break.
You can just see Josh getting angrier and angrier throughout this whole segment. It's great. It's a real progression.
This does seem a little milder than the other one. So her ex is in an accident and someone says something to him. So he says, hey, get better soon or something.
Yeah. When someone's in an accident, it gets around. Like tell one friend, they tell someone.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely.
They have a history. Look, it's fine. You're fine, man. She's with you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So are we going to end on a pleasant note like that?
Yes. You want to go with one more? Or you think we're good?
Let's go with one more, see what we can ruin. Go ahead. What have you got?
Okay. Dear Allie, my wife is a stay-at-home mom, and she just started going to night school two nights a week while I'm home with the kids.
I'm against it.
At first, she'd come home right after class, and lately the nights are getting later and later. Yeah, and she said sometimes the students need to work together on a project and they'll just go out to a diner. Yeah. I'm suspicious that it's probably one person and not the whole class. How do I check up on this?
As somebody who took night classes, this happens.
Yeah.
You really, let's all go grab a drink or a burger or a coffee and talk about the project we have to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's
like, but are there also hookups?
Absolutely. I think Jeff may have a good point here, too.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I was just going to say, she's not going to leave you until after she gets her degree.
Right.
Like, that's why she's at school, so she can better herself to get away from
you. When you have a good babysitter, you stick with them. Yeah. She's not going to ruin that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.